A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him. The reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I do not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God. I did not know him," says John. This is his cousin, after all. And yet he says, "I did not know him." The mystery of Jesus and who and what he is one that comes by faith alone. And I believe that it is by grace that John is finally able to realize the fullness of who his cousin Jesus is. And he cries out, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The same words that we use when the priest elevates the host during the Mass. "Behold, behold, he who is the Lamb." There are many lambs in the worship of the Old Covenant. The temple saw thousands, millions of lambs that went through the sacrificial rites of the temple. But here is Jesus, who is the Lamb. The Lamb. Here at the beginning of John's Gospel, we see Jesus as the Lamb. And at the very end of the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, we see him again as the Lamb who is slain. The Lamb, a perfect lamb with no broken bones, no defects, was the animal of choice for the average person coming into the temple. And Jesus is the Lamb, the one who is prefigured by all of these. We associate meekness with lambs, and Jesus is the one who will not break a bruised rib, a reed, or quench a smoldering wick. But he is the same one who turns over the temple, money changers' tables. And he is the one who berates the Pharisees. So his meekness is one of divine prerogative. It is one from the most powerful being in the world, who yet chooses to exhibit mercy and compassion, who is supple in the hands of his Father, who comes to take away the sins of the world. And John recognizes him. And John is the last word from the Old Covenant and the first word of the New Covenant, recognizing the one who will make a covenant that will never end, the one in whose blood is written that compact between God and man, so that the sins of Adam might be remedied, and more than that, that we might be raised to a new way of living. Or only through he who is the Lamb of God. one who perfectly follows the will of the Father, one who is obedient even unto death. Behold, he whom my Son, he whom I am well pleased. Pleasing the Father means to be obedient to the Father. Pleasing the Father means to be the Savior of the world. Following Jesus means also laying down our lives for others and being obedient to the Father when we say, Thy will be done on earth. We are mirroring the words of Jesus even in the garden, Not my will, but thine be done. And so Jesus, the Lamb of God who is slain yet lives, present upon our altars around the world, continually welcomes us in to his sacrificial self-giving, to imitate him so that the world may once more be in union with the God from whom we tore ourselves away so violently in the garden. Now, in a new garden, with a new keeper, with a new lamb, the lamb that is slain yet lives forever. Amen. We shall be healed. Amen.